As each day this week, we're taking time to pay tribute and remember Cliff Mitchell, who passed away last week. And joining us in this edition of Noontime News is Congressman Colin Peterson. Colin, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I apologize. I've been backed up here, and now we have votes, so I got about 5 minutes, and I got to run. But
not a problem. I know how hectic and busy it can be, and just a few minutes to remember Cliff. You had a lot of times you spoke to him, and I'm sure a lot of great memories and stories.
I do. He was a great guy, and there wasn't anybody that was a bigger promoter of agriculture and dairy production and dairy farmers than Cliff Mitchell. I mean, he knew his stuff, and you know, the rural areas. He knew the auction business. I mean, he was the real deal, and you better not go in there and try to bluff him, because he knew how to smoke you out.
I was going to say, when it comes to interviews, I bet you sometimes you had no idea what he was going to ask you, huh?
Well, that's right, and the thing is that he knew what was going on, so you better not try to bluff him on, especially on ag stuff, you know. But he was just a great guy, and I got a kick out of talking to him, and he was a character, as you know. And I just was with some dairy people now. That's why I was a little late. So I've been doing a lot of work trying to figure out how to improve the safety net for dairy farmers. So I'm still working on that. And if Cliff was around, he'd be helping me, because he was a great advocate for the dairy business.
And I bet, too, when you sit down and you have an interview, Colin, too, you get that moment where you feel comfortable and you get that communication. Then he'll throw in a zinger now and then, too, to kind of keep you on keel, I guess. So
absolutely. He was very good at that. Yeah, so it's, you know, he'll be greatly missed. I'll tell you, it's our condolences from us to his family and to everybody in the area, because I don't think a guy like that can be replaced. You know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, Colin, I know you're busy. I appreciate your comments here this afternoon. Thanks again for checking in, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Yeah, thank you very much. Yep, thank you.
You bet. Colin Peterson, Congressman Colin Peterson, joining us here at a few minutes to join us on Noontime News. And, yeah, pretty much of the same sentiment a lot of folks have had, and just his interview style and his dedication to the job. And it really was evident, as many of us are aware. And also, as the days go on this week, we'll talk to a few others in memory of Cliff as well. Tomorrow morning, Tom Stever, a former president, now with the Brownfield Radio Network, which you hear Tom here on Chasm Radio. And also, we'll get comments later on in the week. Tom Brand, executive director with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, will join us on Thursday. Also, Lynn Kettleson of the Linder Farm Network has a few stories. And if you're online, we had a photo or two posted with Lynn back in the day on her Facebook page, so check that out. And also Friday, we'll have the fabulous Farm Babe herself, Pam Yonke, join us at 6:45 on Friday morning, and a few others tossed in as we pay tribute and memory to Cliff here on Chasm Radio.